We had to know where each sibling was at all times. We were definitely our brother's keepers. As Birmingham grew increasingly violent in the 1960s, Daddy's list of non-negotiable rules grew longer from year to year. We knew he meant business, and we knew better than to question him. I sulked when Daddy insisted that I, his girl child, be escorted almost everywhere I went. I didn't mind so much when my older brothers walked with me down the streets of Birmingham or accompanied me to neighborhood parties. But I felt terribly embarrassed when Daddy made my two younger brothers go with me. Because of Daddy's tight leash, I also wasn't allowed to spend the night at any of my friends' homes or babysit for children in the community. About the only place he permitted me to go alone, unescorted by my brothers, was church. It was a safe place, and I had certain responsibilities there. I escaped to the church as often as I could. When we occasionally disobeyed a rule, Daddy enforced punishment that we would long remember. Sometimes he grounded us or put us in temporary isolation if we got out of line. The boys got their share of spankings, but my father hardly ever spanked me. Instead, he'd take away Sunday afternoon movie privileges, or not let me talk on the phone, or tell me I couldn't go to club meetings with my friends. He believed discipline and rules were a must for children, especially young boys, and especially those growing up in Birmingham, Alabama. Daddy also imposed a 5-minute limit on the use of the bathroom and the telephone. If we exceeded our 5 minutes, particularly if someone else was waiting to use the phone, Daddy simply unplugged it. He also made strict rules about hitting a girl child. My brothers knew not to hit me or my little sister because if they did, they could expect to be in a lot of trouble. Daddy believed in respecting and protecting women. We knew we needed to show Mama utmost respect. Showing Mama disrespect always, without fail, meant severe punishment. If my dad thought we had even looked at my mother in a disrespectful way, we faced big trouble. Sometimes we unwisely tested Daddy's rules. One day, when Chester was 15, with a learner's permit but no license, he slipped away with the family car. According to reports from the neighbors, boys ran alongside the car, holding on to the door handles from the outside while my brother drove really fast. But in the course of his showing off, one of his buddies fell to the ground and ended up